All right, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled, Alex Keery. Cleon Wall filling in for a traveling Scott Mitchell. I know Scott was bummed to be missing this interview, too, because we had such a good relationship with the folks at the Salt Lake Stallions while the AAF was in full operation. And we felt, I was with Scott, and I think that we felt like this was something that could really go. Because it wasn't about getting the right people in place. They had it. They had the right people in place. It was just about being able to create something and get enough traction. And it didn't have enough time. Did not have enough time to be able to get that traction after the funding was pulled. And Tom Dundon, who was the $250 million investor in February, came in. And he shut her down with 2 weeks left. And pretty unceremoniously, the way that people found out. And I watched footage of the San Antonio Commanders coming out of practice after they had booted the media out. And then they basically just told the players, we're just finding out we're no longer a team, basically. We're suspending operations. And they walk out of practice with trash bags full of their gear and basically hug each other and say goodbye right there. Joining us right now on KSL's Unrivaled, he is the former president of the Salt Lake Stallions, Tyler Howell, on the program here with us. Tyler, thanks for being with us, man.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Alex. And I prefer ex-president. That just reminds me more of Point Break that way.
Oh, instead of former, just the ex-president. So,
ex-president. That's right.
So I think a lot of people see they might see team officials like yourself or front office guys and go, man, you guys really stuck it to the players. You guys were as caught as flat-footed as any of the players on any of this.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was unfortunate that we've got our business offices close to the stadium and the players are down more in the Harriman area. And we all found out really through the rumors initially and then final communication later in the day on Tuesday.
How did you break it to these players that this was coming down? Or did they already know about it maybe from media reports or anything like that? What was that experience like? Because, yeah, that would be really uncomfortable.
Yeah, there's the rumors part, and then this part you have to officially make that, hey, yeah, we aren't a team anymore.
Yeah, and one of the things with sports is that you've got the business side and the player side. And so I ran the business side, and our GM, Randy Mueller, ran the player side. Great guy to work with. He did a fabulous job, and he's the one that broke it to the players. And we all, I think he found out just in time to communicate it, but wow, he would best know how to do so. What I do know is that they were coming to practice ready to try to get us back to a 500 record to finish out this first season, and were given the information that was not what any of us wanted to hear. So,
as we look at situations that kind of are coming out, the stories that were going and everybody wondering about why Tom Dundon decided now was a good time, the answer that we keep getting back was nobody knows. No one in the league. That guy is the only guy who really knows. There's the guessing. There's all these things. But is that the kind of the same way where you're at? Or you go, no, I've got some theories, or is it just like we have no idea why it went down like this?
I really have no idea why it went down like that. I do have theories, but it's all speculation. I would love to have a conversation with Tom at some point to have him explain the logic and why this happened the way it did, because I'm sure there's, through all of the rumors, there's a little bit of truth, but I'm sure there's more stuff that's just made up.
Did you ever have any conversations with Tom Dundon? I mean, he came in really quickly, and then he kind of the short time controller of the league, but did you ever have any conversations with him or his team at all?
We exchanged emails. I sent him an email quick just to let him know who I was and to make sure he knew I was here in Salt Lake and what we were doing and what we could see coming down the road as far as the success that I felt we were going to be able to have in Salt Lake. And he responded with a thank you, and that was the extent of our conversation.
Why do you, maybe you can give us a little bit of inside knowledge on this. What was it that you told him why you thought that this team and maybe even this league could remain viable, even though it seemed like, or what we heard was, is that they were just bleeding money left and right?
Well, I think that's part of the We were bleeding money, but I think that's because we didn't have the right finance people in place to help control that. And the hope was that Tom would provide that and provide that business acumen and leadership to help us get the finances under control. But as we were building this, everybody knew that we weren't going to make money the first couple of years. It was doing it in a way that was going to withstand. When I was hired, I was told that, you know, we've got a five-year plan. Even if we don't sell a thing the first 3 years, it'll be successful. We'll be okay. And the one investor after another backed out, and I don't know the whole details on all of that, mm-hmm. but it turned out that the money being spent was either really more than we should. I know on the business side, we were very conservative with the money we spent, and we really didn't have the money we even needed to adequately market and even to pay some of the bills that we've still got outstanding.
That was one of the things that came up, was about guys like, you know, I think a lot of folks saw how public Johnny Paul, his injury, who played obviously for the Stallions and for the Utes while he was here in college, his injury, and then he put up, hey, I get injured, I start to go into this, I start to go into treatment, and then the league folds, and I'm out of treatment. Like, they basically say, hey, sorry, medical bills are up to you, and, travel, getting back home for a lot of these players, it's up to them. How did you guys handle these things, and what were you told on how to handle them?
Again, I don't deal with the players part as much, but on the business side, Tuesday we received an email from a header called board that said that they were shutting it all down. Not shutting it down, suspending was the terms they used.
Right.
And that we essentially had through today, and then paychecks will be there Friday, and that's it. So, from what I understand on the player situation, it's exactly as you said. And, man, I feel for Gianni and the other guys that put it all out on the line to give us a really good product and to make us, to make the city proud. I think they did a great job. You know, the way Gianni and Carter and Nick Truesdell played, I believe they would have had a shot in the NFL. That they really showcased some really good talent.
You saw some guys already getting looks and already assigning from the AAF league into the NFL with some of these players who are getting that shot. And some, I think Coach It was the old ball coach who said, look, these guys are going to get shots. It's just a shame that it had to end this way. And a guy like him, and even a guy like Coach Erickson here in Salt Lake, they're not doing this because they're like, hey, I'm going to get rich doing this league. They love football, and they believed in the product and these guys they were coaching.
Yeah, and that really speaks to all of us, that we did this because we love football. And we came in and we're told that this was going to be, the focus was on football, and we're going to put out a really good product. And from my perspective, what I saw was a great product, really good football, changes that made the game safer for the players and more fun for the fans to watch. And all in all, I thought the improvements that were put in place really looked good. Clearly the fans agreed because the TV ratings were great. And I think we really had a chance to build this.
Tyler Howell, the ex-president of the Salt Lake Stallions, here on the program here with
Much
us.
Better.
There it is. Sounds a little bit better. But I wanted to say personally that I've enjoyed how forward you were with us. And even now, like, you could have just said no to doing this interview. And I think a lot of people wouldn't go, who cares? Why do we need to do this? But you made significant family, sacrifices and life, changes to come down here and to be a part of this. And so I think that a lot of fans appreciate that. And I appreciate you being open with us and always coming on the program with us.
Well, I appreciate that. And that's, I created this business operation, and the word that we used throughout was we were going to do this with integrity. And because of that, that's what was going to help that work in the community. We were going to treat our fans well, everybody else well, and operate as a crew with integrity. And I'm proud of my staff because that's exactly how they handled it. I'm pleased to announce that I've been able to work with our ticketing company, DataTix, and they've been able to refund everybody for Game 5. Okay. So we're in good shape there, and I'll continue to work to make sure everything's taken care of. And yeah, you know, it was a risk that I took. I left a really, really good job up in Portland to do this, and now I'm sitting here in Utah conflicted because my Trailblazers may be playing my Jazz in the first round of the playoffs.
Well, Tyler, even though you're going to be the ex-president and you like to be referred to from Point Break, let's don't don any masks in the near future and go to any banks at any time. I know there's got to be a morning after. I think Maureen McGovern saying that, and I think you'll find another job, okay?
Okay. Well, I appreciate you letting me know because I got to get money, so I would look at all my options. But that, now that you say that, I'll keep looking.
All right. Tyler, we appreciate it. Taking the break here. When we come back to KSL's Unrivaled, our Trash Talk segment, as BYU continues their search for a basketball coach, the list of folks who are being interviewed gets a little bit more interesting. The big name former Stanford player and, of course, former Laker who got the interview from the folks at BYU, Mark Madsen. We'll talk about why that is or is not a good option for the Cougs. Stay right here with us. It is KSL's Unrivaled.
This is Derek Miller of the Salt Lake.